Room to Grow. That is a song by our next guest, Adrienne Young. She is a country bluegrass singer, and these days, whenever she's performing with her band, Little Sadie, she's also singing the praises of Food Roots. I'm losing my voice today. I must be going through adolescence, puberty or something. A national organization that aims to put more local-grown food on everyone's table. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Betsy. It's wonderful to be here.
And we're excited about what you're doing to promote Food Roots. Love your music, first of all. What is Food Roots?
Well, the Food Routes Network actually is it's a national nonprofit, and we provide communication tools, technical support, networking, and information resources to folks that are interested anywhere in the country on rebuilding or establishing local community-based food systems. And if you want the official mission statement, the Food Routes Network is dedicated to reintroducing Americans to their food, the seeds it grows from, the farmers who produce it, and the routes that carry it from the fields to their tables.
Wonderful. And how did a young country folk singer like yourself get mixed up with a local food activist network?
Well, I've always been extremely inspired by living food and gardening and really just considering myself to be a transcendentalist, having that intimate connection with Mother Earth or God or Gaia or whatever you call your creative spirit, and seeing that in nature all of the lessons I think that are important in life are demonstrated, especially that, there is this ongoing life force that comes into something such as a seed and takes it into whatever miraculous form it's destined to be, and there's a cycle in that, and that by eating food that is closest to that cycle in terms of not being processed generated, then you're actually eating something that's closer to God. So in an attempt to be healthy and realize that my food choices do make a difference to many people, as you can't really do anything without having repercussions throughout the universe, I became very interested in farming and working on farms that were owned by friends of mine and such, and eventually having my own farm. But
noting that, that's probably the sentiment behind one of your lines, which is quoted here, is vote with your dollar for food democracy. So there's it's almost a political aspect to this, even though really it should be practical.
Well, it's spiritual, it's political, it is practical, and it's definitely a consumer-driven society in that, if you have a farm stand next to a McDonald's and you have $5, if you put that $5 into the hands of a multinational conglomerate, then it's really not helping much. If you put that $5 into the hands of that farmer who just brought his precious treasures or her precious treasures from the field, chances are they were grown sustainably, because if you're dealing with local farmers, they're going to tend to treat their land with respect and not try to just sort of pound out what they can of it, but rather look at it as a relationship that's enduring and nurture that soil and treat it as a living organism that it is. And you're also going to be putting that money back into the community by putting it in the hands of that farmer. You're also going to be eating food that is, as I said, closest to its roots. And so you're using little fossil fuels to get that food to your table. You're eating healthy food that has tremendous taste and tremendous nutritional value. And you are strengthening what we like to really feel is high-flying on our banner of purpose, is to establish local food systems so that there was a this word right now that's going around that there's a big buzz about is a food shed, which of course is similar to a watershed in the sense that it's the natural geographic area that encompasses where our food originates and where it travels on its journey to your mouth.
Another word I've heard a lot lately is locavore.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one.
Yes,
there's
actually
a wonderful book called Coming Home to Eat the pleasures and politics of local foods. Gary Nabhan, I believe, is the name. And there are many, many books on local foods, but this one is an experiment where this gentleman said, okay, I'm only going to eat foods that, or drink milk, purchase meat that was raised or grown within a 250-mile radius of my home.
The average food travels about 1,300 miles from farm to table?
Well, it goes any... I mean, the figures generally run 2,500 miles. And if you are one of those persons like myself, unfortunately, who in the middle of January is longing for some dark green vegetables and you neglected to plant the kale in October, then you're probably going to be buying something from California if you're getting organic food. Now, I'm not saying there's something inherently wrong with buying organic greens. It's a blessing that we're able to do so. However, there's no doubt that the fossil fuels used to transport those vegetables from California to where I live in Nashville could have been used to do other it would have been much more practical to have gotten that food from a farmer in my area or to have had it in my backyard.
Hey, there's local greens in Nashville, Al Gore.
Oh, he is marvelous. Gosh, he's just... And I have to say that it's just the dark cloud that I feel that we're coming out of as a nation and therefore a world, I feel has been tragic and certainly a mysterious point in our evolution. But if he had become president, he might not have made that film. And what an amazing film that is.
Absolutely. But my producer tells me I talk about that too much.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. And Sean Hannity called me a Al Gore liberal sycophant or something like that last week when I ventured into enemy territory briefly. So didn't mean to bring up that topic and go in that direction, but
okay, but
couldn't
Sean
resist
Hannity
a plan of words.
Is a very reactive individual.
I know. We won't go there either.
Okay.
I want to hear more about food routes. Sorry, okay. I keep sidetracking you. The website has a great service where you actually show a map of the country and let people know where there's a local farmer's market. And I'm wondering if there's any section of the country that might surprise our listeners to know that there's the biggest dearth of local food markets.
Well, I mean, obviously the West Coast, I mean, California is such an evolved state in terms of walking the walk and people that, you know, consciousness is just sort of a given in that state. And so, therefore, they're very organized, and the farmers markets there are tremendous, all up and down the West Coast, and as well the Northeast. I think the Southeast and the Midwest is where we are hoping to see a lot of growth in the years to come.
You're not only planting seeds, but you actually give away seeds with your CDs?
Well, the first CD, we were so fortunate to be acknowledged, and as it's my own label, called Addie Bell Records, and we have national distribution, but the label is mine, and we received a Grammy nomination with that first record, and in part because those flower seeds created a lot of attention. We put wildflower seeds within every record.
We were discussing before we started, is it record, is it album, or is it a CD? Depends on how old you are. So tell us about your farm-to-schools and farm-to-college programs in the remaining 2 minutes.
Well, the farm-to-school program and farm-to-college is where you incorporate learning processes within the school and incorporate farming into the curriculum and try to get kids out to farms so that they're aware. So many children these days, as they say, think that tomatoes come from the store. And so for children to be able to see the natural cycle and evolution of a seed and the nurturing of that and what it eventually results in and how precious that process is and how practical it is and innate to, you know, to our lives, and that you just putting your hands in the dirt, it takes you to a place that's somewhere we need to get to more often, I think. And so it can be as simple as that, or actually establishing a portion of the cafeteria fare to be only gathered or purchased from local farmers, which is the big goal of the Food Routes Network, is to, at some level, all restaurants and grocery stores to be designating a portion to local farms.
Adrian, we need to get to a commercial break. I want to thank you for your music and your great works. Adrian Young, a country bluegrass singer. Her new CD is coming out in May, Room to Grow. And you're hearing music now from another CD, Hills and Hollers,
may,
a song she
may
said.
May I just offer our website?
Yes.
Okay, it's foodroutesnetwork.org. R-O-U-T-E-S, foodroutesnetwork.org, and mine is adrianyoung.com. Thank you for what you do, Betsy.
Thank you, and we'll put a link on our website, which you can find at www.ecotalk.net. Stay with us. Next up, the rights of whales for a safe marine environment versus the U.S. Navy's right to conduct sonar testing in the name of national security.